Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go.
We're a thousand miles from comfort, where to travel and to see. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kikusaki, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill.
The rope you, John 3:16. Something changed in me. Red letters coming off the page, flooding my heart with amazing grace. I knew then, I believed, and those roots run deep. Oh, I've been through some faith-shaking hard times, yeah, but nothing's gonna make me forget. Church out of me. The devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries, well that's part of life, but then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like he did back then. Born again people, can I get an amen? We've all seen the proof, he makes all things new. Even all those faith-shaking hard times, yeah, I never wanna stop remembering. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I could hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves me. No matter what the world throws at me, I know His word is true. It all started with heart stirring, spirit moving, Sunday sermons. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me.
church out of me. The devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday morning, first Sunday morning, first Sunday of the month of March, third month in 2024. Oh, we made it, beloved, from January to February, the harshest winter months in the Northeast, and we made it. Snaps and claps. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now, with me on WGXC 90.7 FM. Agra Hudson and Catskill, New York, beloved, yes, and WGXC.org, online all the time, worldwide. How about that? How you doing this morning, my friend? I hope all is well with you and yours, and if you're going through a little something, we got a little something for you. We got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music to help bless your day, bless your soul, all right? So you don't go nowhere. You stay right here on the bright side with me. Yes, beloved. That song we just heard was Sunday Sermons. Oh, those sermons that tell us how much Jesus loves us. Oh, my gosh. I know it changed my life. Yes, I love that song, Miss Ann Wilson. We have a lineup of 8 songs, beloved, back to back. Hallelujah. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. But we have Run by Miss Miranda Curtis, Press also by Miranda. We have Praise Through, Kiara Sheard, When I Pray, Doe, I'm So Blessed, Kane, How Can You Not See God? Liana Crawford, Jesus Lover of My Soul, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. It Is Well, also Miss Tasha Cobbs with Jennifer Hudson. And after that, I come back. But this is the lineup we have today, kicking off Women's Month. Yes, beloved, the other half of human creation, Women's Month. Hang in there with us, all right? You don't go nowhere. You stay right here where there's the bright side. Here, let the music play. Today, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
My heart is broken, strength is weak. I need safety, I want relief from this pain. From this grief, from this anger, Lord, give me peace and help me to release these things depleting me. And with the strength I have left, I'm gonna run to you.
I choose.
Lord, help me to release these things depleting me. And with the strength I have left, all of the strength I have left, with the strength I have left, I'm gonna run to you. Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second.
Wherever you are, we want you to worship him with us. Just lift your hands. Don't let your situation or your circumstance stop you. Not where I'm getting up. I may not be enough, but you are, you are. This is not where I stay. Things are changing today. You're responding to faith, but you are, you are. I'm walking into freedom.
I'm walking. heavy for me. And y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, heal you. Struggles, they last, and as time passes, it's been one thing after the other. If I know which way to go, I feel so alone. Life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something.
Tuesday or your birthday. Every day's a good day. Now let me tell you why. If you got air in your lungs, you got blood in your body, you are a child of God. Come on and sing it, somebody.
All my stop singing hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down, and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? I see the sunset and I wonder if he paints it just for me. Nobody else could make a world so beautiful. How could I question his love when it's everywhere I go? Wherever I look, I find another miracle. How can you not?
Oh my God, let your healing. that they hit your spirit, ask him, what if it flows? Is that what you want? Lift your hands and ask him, let your holy power fall, let your holy power fall. We want it to fall, yeah. Like never before, let your healing water flow. Overwhelm us, Jesus. Somebody close your eyes and ask him, and let your lover of my, the lover of my soul, say Jesus, come on, Jesus, louder. He won't ever, ever.
That God is always good, and he has never failed me, so I know he'll work it for my good. It is well, it is well. It is well.
is well.
It is well with my soul. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to say, it is well with my soul, my mind, my conscience, my emotions. That's what we call the soul. Amen. And hallelujah, to be able to say, it is well. My sins have been forgiven. My message, God, is made into a miracle. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It is well with my soul. Oh, I love that song. And I love this rendition by Jennifer Hudson and Miss Tasha Cobb Leonard. Yes, Lord, yes. And I just want to thank God this morning for the opportunity to share with you, beloved. We're getting ready to start this new month, or we're in this new month, and we're starting a new week. And, you know, we want to get this thing right. Every day we get up is another chance, right? And so we don't want to waste and squander the chances God gives us. We want to get it right. I want to talk to you today, share with you a little bit about prayer and why we pray, why we pray. Beloved, did you know that prayerlessness is a sin? According to the word of God in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23, it tells us that, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray. Beloved, why we pray. Praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ and using God's holy word, scripture, and prayer is one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves and others. Lord, as you pray for your needs and the needs of others, you are actually becoming a prayer warrior and an intercessor. Yes, beloved, just as Jesus was and is today for each of us, Jesus is constantly interceding for us to our Heavenly Father. It is written that Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. And we are to do the same. We have the power and authority through Jesus Christ. All we have to do is live according to the promise of the word of God and use his name in our prayers, and we can push back the work of the adversary, the hand of the devil. We can expose his conniving and deceptive ways. We can escape his snares and traps and tricks in prayer. Praise be to God, beloved. I am a witness. Do I have any witnesses out there? Have you been in a time of turmoil and trouble and tribulation, and you had no place else to go but to pray, and then God made a way for you to get some rest in the middle of the storm, gave you some peace going through the fire? In God's time, and he worked it out. He took that test and made it a testimony for you. Yes, beloved, prayer works. Prayer still works. And that prayer is a sin. Prayerlessness is a sin. God forbid that I sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. Beloved, this is another opportunity for me to put it out there in the atmosphere. You know, it doesn't take rocket science to look back to the time that we took prayer out of school. You may have heard me say this before. You may have heard others say this before. When we took prayer out of school, what came in, Lord have mercy. Before, when we had prayer in school, and it was, you know, well-intentioned parents, I suppose, maybe some in ignorance of what they were actually combating and what they were opening the door to. But when we had prayer in the schools, only thing, rules that were being broken was running in the hall, chewing gum in class. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Maybe pulling the little girl's hair in the seat in front of you. But after we took prayer out of our schools, beloved, the drugs came in. The violence came in. Now we're at a point where kids who used to go to school in my day, it was a safe place to go. You could go to school and you could be safe. If you were in an abusive home, if you were in a crime-ridden community, you could go to school and be safe. If you were in a safe community, you could go to school and know that you were going to be okay. Now it doesn't matter where your zip code is. Guns and violence have come into the schools. Teachers are under attack. Come on here, somebody. Kids are fighting teachers and cussing out teachers. And it doesn't take rocket science to look back and track the downfall of our public school system, and not only our public school systems, it's in some of our private schools too, beloved. Why won't somebody just get the nerve to stand up and say, we're going to bring prayer back into school, even if it is that you can have excuse from participating, even if it is that it's a silent prayer for 60 seconds or a guided prayer that is ecumenical, but something that lets God know that we are repentant and we are dependent upon God in this nation, beloved. Before we took prayer out of school, we were winning these wars. Now, since prayer has gone out of school, we haven't won a war. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. Prayer works, beloved. The most powerful weapon we have are the name of Jesus and the word of God against Satan, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. God did not leave us powerless, but he gave us weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty in God, to pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations. But are we using them? One of the important things of prayer is confessing our sins to God. Lord, I'm sorry. I messed up. I made a mistake. I was rebellious. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66 and 18. But we know that God does, hallelujah, listen to the heart and the heart cry of those who are repentant. Why pray? It brings us closer to God. Why pray? It opens up our spiritual portal that we can hear the voice of God. Why pray? It is a weapon God has given us against the forces that are evil in this world. Why pray? Because prayerlessness is sin. God forbid I would sin against God by refusing or ceasing to pray for you. I'm praying for you, beloved. I hope you're praying for me too. God loves you. I love you too. He loves you more. He loves you best. And that is my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen, we got more music for you. Music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. This is Women's History Month. Yes, beloved. And not Women's History Month. Excuse me. It's Women's Month. It's for the historic and it's for the contemporary woman. And we got Freedom by Miss Mandisa coming up next. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here. Yes, beloved, freedom, talking about freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, yes, beloved. I hope you're walking in that freedom, walking to that freedom, and don't take it lightly and don't let it go. Freedom. It's Women's Month, and a lot of stuff going on this month. This time next week, we will be out of daylight savings time. Don't forget to put your clocks ahead when you go to bed on Saturday night. It's going to be spring forward for daylight savings in. And then, beloved, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about him when we get there. And Palm Sunday is coming up. Resurrection Sunday is coming up. And if you've been fasting and praying for Lent, you're halfway through your fast on tomorrow. Yes, beloved, a powerful month. A lot going on in March. And I want you to stay well and stay safe. Stay blessed, okay? Happy birthday to all you March babies, and may your best of your former years be the worst of your future years. This is my prayer for you. Listen, beloved, if you don't know the Lord and the pardoning of your sin, all you got to do is open up your heart and let him in. Just talk to him. You know, loving God, forgive me of my sins. I turn my heart to you. I give my life to you. I've been doing it my way for way too long. It's not working the way it should. Will you come in and into my life? Come into my heart. Will you help me and change me where I need to be changed? Make me better today than I was yesterday and half as good as I'll be tomorrow. God, I give it all to you. It's simple prayers. It'll bring you to where you want to be in God. Listen, I'm getting ready to go out of here. Hope you had. Did you come by First Presbyterian last Sunday? Oh my goodness, what a blessed time we had. And yeah, they're going to have me back. So hope you'll come out and join us when we come back in April. And we got a wonderful show on Tuesday afternoon, the Tuesday afternoon show. Brother Randall will be back. Hallelujah. And we will have a wonderful show. We have a pre-record with our Senator Michelle Hinchey. And one of our dear friends have been wonderful, a visitor to our show on several times and have been a leader of our book groups. Our Reverend Dr. Denise has just published her first book, and she's going to be with us to talk about her book and why she did that book. And it's been fun for me and my family, and it might be fun for you. I know it'll be fun for you and yours. So join us on Tuesday at the Tuesday afternoon show at 4:10 right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson at Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online all the time. This is Pastor Kim. And remember, I don't care how many clouds there are, how dark they are, how low they're hanging over your head. There is the sun still shining right behind those dark clouds. You don't quit in the dip. There's a bright side somewhere. So you hang in there. All right. Listen, one last song, Overcomer, our theme for Overcomer Ministries. Miss Mandisa, Overcomer, you are. God bless you, beloved, till we meet or speak again. Have a great week.
On your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ring.